it is just one of those moments, isn't it? You know, I look back over that 21, maybe 22, stopped counting a while ago, years on air, and there have just been those moments in America over those decades, and we're certainly on the brink of one right now because, yeah, you know, it's not so much the combo, but we need to look at that strategically and in terms of timing. But we have the president now, all indications are on the brink of essentially tearing up the Constitution. Looks like that tearing up ceremony. You know, we get so upset, as we should, about flag burning. You know, this president's just going to burn the Constitution. And it's going to be formally scheduled soon, looks like Friday in Las Vegas. But as we approach that, moment, and we need to talk about a few things here. One is, how is this going to end? I mean, just play this out. We've talked about strategies, how the GOP should respond. We need to continue to talk about that because this is going to be a very important part of the moment. You know, this is a dangerous moment for the nation. It's dangerous way beyond simply this policy, which reasonable people can disagree on, the underlying policy. But that's not the point. That the president could have the very best idea in the history of man and womankind, and this would still be a constitutional crisis because he intends to simply ignore the legislative branch and turn himself into a king. And that just, it goes right to the heart of our separation of powers, of the vision of the founders. And it doesn't just threaten us for the moment. It won't be as easy as just looking back and saying, okay, we made a mistake. You know, we elected a guy who pretended to be this and he was really that and he didn't like the country much and he ignored our laws and he got away with it. If that was all it was going to be, it would be pretty darn bad. But it's so much worse than that because it sets this precedent. And power corrupts. I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're human, power corrupts. And so that the very tangible risk we run, and when I say corrupts, I don't mean in the sense that, okay, they can slap the cuffs on you and throw you in jail for 30 years. I'm just saying that it we've all seen it happen. There are noble exceptions to that out there on both sides of the aisle. But we've seen how once people get this taste of power, then they get this messianic complex and then they lose perspective and then it becomes all about them and not the people. And we've seen that kind of corruption. And fortunately, this country has had the great leaders come along, truly great leaders every now and then who've been able to bail the country out. But the problem here is the precedent. I mean, not first the next 2 years, and we'll talk about how much damage can be done then. But the precedent now of presidents coming in. Yeah, presidents coming in from both parties, I think far more likely to see it happen from a Democrat now that the Democratic Party is going so far left of the American mainstream. But the danger of presidents coming in and simply dictating. And one of the key reasons for America's success over time and the key to self-governance flourishing has been this separation of powers. I mean, the founders had a really, really good idea there. Because you had to make sure that there was enough national consensus before doing little things, let alone the big things. And in the words of Joe Biden, this is a big blanking thing here to change the legal status of 5 to 6 million folks who came here illegally. No matter where you come down on the underlying policy, that's a big deal. So all of a sudden now, if we turn on its head, the founder's vision and the founder's way of processing change in America to the point where we essentially have dictators via executive order, both Republicans and Democrats, that really threatens the ongoing health of the country. Because at that point, then we just get paralysis. Then we get gridlock. We get constant animosity rather than government actually functioning. And the founders always envisioned that it would function and move slowly, except in times of true crisis. You know, internal or externally imposed, that it would function rather slowly. But that's part of the beauty. That's part of the stability. And Obama directly undermining that stability. So with that in mind, just the gravity of the moment, let's dig in. 303-696-1971, the number. I do want to read this David Brooks column. Again, Brooks, labeled a conservative, right?
Mm,
America's going to need all that positivity, all that optimism. We have a very negative president who's set on creating a constitutional crisis, now apparently scheduled for Friday. And just read the David Brooks column posted 710knus.com, getting your reaction. And very concretely, so many questions roll out of this. How is this going to end? And what should we be doing now? Because this is really going to flare up probably at about the same time as Ferguson. 303-696-1971, Dan at 710knus.com.
I would be asking.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend, and I don't mean to be rude. I know you're sensitive to that, but I asked a fair, direct question that blows up your premise. Your premise was that what the president intends to do now is legal. He himself has admitted it has not. So can't we agree that he is intentionally, deliberately violating the law and creating a constitutional crisis that creates a very dangerous precedent going forward?
If I was in a position, I might do that to get somebody to step forward like the Republicans and put a plan together.
And that's why I'm glad you're not president of the United States. The problem we have on our hands now is and you can't bring yourself to say it, which is disappointing, but it's obvious. That's what he's doing. He has decided to defy the Constitution and impose law on the United States of America. And
well,
so then, but you're all for it. I get it. The point of your call is you're all for it. Would you limit him in any area? I assume you agree with his underlying policy here. Do you think at this point there should be any limitation on his ability to just pass law on his own and completely bypass Congress? Any breaks on him at all?
You know, I just think you got to take the other side and say, Republicans, please come forward immediately.
Okay. All right, my friend. Trying to have a good conversation, but can't be one way. Three